Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Martin Kellner, of course, was with us for a week of sport on TV.
Yes.
He liked some stuff, and he certainly didn't like a documentary that was on this week.
Trenchant today.
He certainly was. He was, yeah.
We had a chat, had a bit of a clear out.
Yeah, Andy got rid of quite a lot of his old bits and pieces.
Page 3, Max's favourite. Yeah. A bit of topical stuff at the start. And,
yeah, that's just about isn't it, really?
We'll have an extra clip for you.
After all this.
Very excited by the news that David Beckham is in secret talks to become the first footballer in space.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Haven't we had enough of flying drones?
That's a bit harsh. It's a bit harsh so close to Christmas.
Anyway, the commercial opportunities, though, Dan Wooten was telling us about them in The Sun today.
Oh, yeah.
They are, they're a bit depressing, really. It's understood that brands are prepared to pay for his cosmic voyage. A source added, it's never been done and it would get them noticed. So there you go. So if they do go into space, it'll be sponsored.
It's going to be a Virgin Atlantic flight. I imagine they'll have a kind of showbiz one, won't they? I mean, there'll be a certain amount. They always do that, you know, when they a new transatlantic route or they do something, all the
it's
airlines.
It's slightly different going into space.
I know, that's true. They have a show, they have a plane, and, you know, they probably phone someone's agent and we said, we've had Branson on the phone, love. Do you fancy going to Barbados on a plane with some other solo and Biggins? Tell him yes. So they all do it. But it would focus the mind, wouldn't it?
I can't see Biggins in space.
We've had Branson on the phone, love, Biggins. Do you want to go into space? And you'd think, I'm not sure. Let some other celebs do it first.
Does seem a bit
quite
odd.
An insurance risk, you would think, wouldn't you?
And this is caught my eye this morning. It says Jimmy Hill has landed the evening show on Capital Radio. I was thinking, really?
That's amazing. Yeah.
And the next record is Disc A. Jimmy Hill.
If only he could. That would have been lovely.
It would be marvellous, wouldn't it?
And Cristiano Ronaldo, he's got a new piece of art in his honour.
How terrible is that?
It's a guy called Maurizio Benitez, a man who's a kind of composite of other football managers. And he's also known as Mr. Bling from the alternative collection of Mr. Men books. And he has done a kind of the overhead kick, the infamous Cristiano overhead kick. He's immortalised in Swarovski crystals. And it's that garish. David Sullivan wouldn't buy it. You know what I mean? It's sort of, David, go along the auction, David Sullivan, he'd say, nah, it's a bit much for me.
It's horrible.
A bit OTT, isn't it?
I think it's horrible, but there you go.
Yeah.
He seemed to like it, though, which is
He likes a bit of bling himself, doesn't he?
And a bit of caution, actually. First of all, I'll do this one.
Okay.
Neymar. You said Neymar. He's pretty decent.
Neymar?
Pretty decent footballer, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Not bad.
Yeah, so he came 11th in the Guardian's top 100 footballers.
Wow.
You think, I don't think I'll be bothering to read the rest of the list.
Well, he's a pretty decent footballer. He's not had the greatest year, has he?
Well, come on. He's not the 11th best player in the world. He's up there. He's in the top five.
Would you have him okay? Are you going to put above him then?
Messi,
yeah.
Ronaldo,
yeah.
Not many others.
So you're saying third, are you?
Well, who else? Who's better than?
Would you not
Neymar?
Have
Mbappe?
Mbappe,
possibly. He's as good.
Sissoko. Yeah. You're laughing at. You've been watching him recently.
He's been bad. See, I did the other night that miss.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. He only could bring finishing to his game.
Yeah, and, it was a lovely move, that wasn't it?
What's French for get your head over it, Moussa? He does that so often.
Oh,
he often gets in great position, but it was great work. Yeah. But he often skies them. He leans back on them. I don't know if he's looking to crash into the roof of the net or. into the roof of the stands. But if he could just add that to his game, we'd be off.
He's playing very well. That's a good thing. Now, this is a bit of a cautionary tale, actually. It's also a case of life imitating art. Mm. Because a dog has got ill after eating a mince pie. And that can happen because they're lying about and they're very bad and very dangerous.
Yeah.
But it happened in the Archers last week. The same plot line.
Really?
Yes. A dog ate one of Peggy's mince pies.
and how was that dog?
Not well.
Oh, really?
The vet had to save him.
Oh,
but
really?
He was all right after that. Yeah.
What's in it? That's
raisins.
Oh yeah, they're not good with raisins, are
not
they?
Good with raisins,
you've got to keep
they?
Away from. No, yeah, that's
bad,
very true.
Yeah.
That's a few things.
Not
you've
good
got
to... at all, really.
Well, thank you very much for that, Andy. That's
great.
Well,
I sort of offer these things. And is that story about the waxworks? I didn't realise there's a Coronation Street section at Madame Tussauds in Blackpool.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Look, yeah, there's Ken Barlow.
It does look like
it. It's a
bit
static and inanimate.
He seems to have Manuel Pellegrini's hair, though, for some reason.
That's not the best one I've ever seen, but I've always found that about waxworks. They either look fantastically like the person, or they don't look anything like them. You think, well, who's that?
Well, there's no point having a mediocre waxworks. You've either got to have one that's brilliant or one that's terrible. Because you're not going to go to fair at middling, are you?
No, that's very true, actually. It's good.
Is that it? Or Jürgen Klopp's had a haircut? He's had a light trim for Christmas
nice, there?
I'm
it?
Not sure. But a bit too much. I think it looks,
That was a nice story, wasn't it? We were trying to get them on. The boy and his brother. Are they brothers?
Cousins. That's right. Yeah. The partially sighted Liverpool fan who was being talked through the game by his friend and talking about the winning goal in the match. And he got invited along to Anfield. It's all on the social media.
They're and then at the moment when he meets Jürgen Klopp is lovely.
Yeah, it's really brilliant.
Sweet.
They were really all the players.
I didn't realise Jürgen
great,
Klopp was
they?
So tall. They're going, he's 6'5".
Because, you forget, don't you? His cousin, Stephen, his cousin, is explaining everything
not
to
Stephen
him.
Klopp.
That was a great caller to the sports bar. He phoned up. He'd had a drink, I think it was fair to say, about 11 o'clock on was it Wednesday night. And he said, Steve Klopp has done an amazing job. Does he mean Steve Kloppel?
Steve Clark, I don't know.
This week, they've had a fair few drunks. I suppose it's that time of year.
What a surprise.
People have come in from the pub. They thought, phone.
It's had an effect on the TalkSport clips of the week, I'd say.
It certainly has. Yeah, there's one or two definitely post-Christmas party clips. So we'll bring you those a little bit later on. We're going to talk transfers shortly. We're getting closer to the window opening. I mean, it's been pretty quiet, isn't it?
Yeah.
The biggest deal in January, potentially, could be Isco from Real Madrid. It seems they're prepared to let him go. He's not getting games. City, though, Andy, looked to be in the box seat. Just what they need, another midfield player.
I think it depends on Hazard's destination. I think if he's going to
Madrid, they'll get
him. I suppose Isco will have a say in it. And you'd imagine if he had a choice, he'd rather go and work for Pep Guardiola, I suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose. I don't
the thing
know.
Is, his frustration at the moment is not getting game time. So if he goes to City with the amount of good midfield players there...
I think he was about number 15, Isco, in the list.
Was he really?
Something like that.
Oh, OK. Well, for something you've poo-pooed, you've taken a hell of a lot of notice of it.
Never mind.
Why don't you work on that beard a bit more and get one like Nuno? I'd like you to have a proper Nuno beard.
I could do a
and
Nuno
then
beard.
Get it longer and then put some dye in it, but not...
Every time I grow it longer, the wife starts complaining about it, so it makes me look fat-faced.
Does
and
it
so
really?
She starts trimming it with the trimmer. That's why it
gives you a bit of a fat
longer.
Face, does it?
Yeah, I mean,
okay. All right, then we'll crack on.
probably because the face underneath is quite fat.
That's right.
That might be the reason.
It doesn't lie.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Can I interest you, Andy? It's not a million miles away from me, this. I could probably get in about half an hour and get you some of this. Brussels sprout ice cream.
Oh,
yeah, you want to give that a try?
No.
It's in Hitchin in Hertfordshire.
Gosh.
Fabio Vincente is the owner. He's also done a pig's in blanket with maple syrup.
Yeah, that you can sort of, because the bacon, salty, sweet thing, that kind of works. But no,
Brussels sprout icy? No, you wouldn't fancy one of those?
Because you've got to make ice cream with sugar. So you imagine you've made the taste of sprouts, which is kind of sort of slightly bittery taste.
Yeah.
Counterbalanced with the taste with the sugar.
No, not sure.
That's got to be terrible.
Fabio himself has called, much as you said, he said, the pigs in blanket, I won't do the accent, because he probably hasn't got one. the pigs in blanket recipe tastes like a breakfast. He doesn't speak like that. You get a swid from the ice cream, and then a sort of smoky taste from the bacon, and the sweet again from the syrup.
Yeah, no, that's basically what I said.
So shall I go and get you a little tub of that, shall I?
Yeah, very nice. I'm a little tub, so I don't really need it.
You certainly are a little tub. Well said.
And what else have I got here? Mm. I mean, It's funny, I seem to have lost a page. Is that this page?
Oh, everything must go, Andy, because this effectively is your last chance to get rid of all the dross that you've not done.
Yeah, because we won't be bothering.
I say dross. That you've not done so far.
Well,
so.
Max Rushton likes, if I work backwards from page three, that means these are the oldest ones that I've got.
The real dregs.
These are probably a few months old, so I haven't got the stories with me.
A few months? You sit on this stuff for a few months?
Well, I think what
like
happens...
in emergency break glass, if we ever need it.
For example,
there's no tech op.
Well, that sort of idea, yeah. What happens is that each time I go away, so for example, the last time I was away was in August, I went away in October. So just before I go, I'll have a clear out. Then I'll start again.
Thanks for sharing that.
Well, clear out of... story.
I'm with you, yeah.
I'll start again fresh, and each day I delete the ones I've used, but I keep the ones I haven't, and that's how I accumulate 3 pages worth. So here we go with working backwards. Woman uploaded 18,000 pictures of her dog in 12 months.
Yep. Do you just write that down, or do you add anything to it?
Sometimes I add something to it. Other times it just... You know,
I mean, I like my dog, but not that many pictures. No, you know, joke's a joke,
much,
really.
Yeah. Rita Ora slams Britain's weather. She didn't.
Okay.
I don't think she did. Not
okay,
really,
right, yeah, yeah.
A new M&S radish has been designed to be Instagrammable. I've written, is that even a word?
it's a good story, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a wonderful story, really. Soap opera, you won't be surprised because you've watched so many soap operas for Harry Hill, of course, over the years.
Yeah.
Soap opera storylines lead to more punch-ups at funerals. I don't know. I don't even know how that works.
Really? These are a bit sort of Johnny Nash these stories. I'd like to know why.
Yeah.
Why does it?
I've no idea. It's too long ago. Here's a good one, though. Tony Adams, he's in the news.
Yeah.
And it's a sporting one. Tony Adams swapped drinking, which is a good thing that he gave it up, for cappuccinos and drank 24 in one day as he was making the transition.
Right.
I mean, 24.
I think Tony will be the first to say he has something of an addictive personality doesn't he?
It's quite a lot of milk as well.
Compared with what he was drinking before, I think quite a lot of milk is the least of his problems.
There was a Daily Star scare story that there'd be a bacon shortage. Mm. There wasn't, judging by... my supermarket yesterday I went into, there's plenty of bacon there on
good,
set.
That's great news. That's breaking news. Plenty of bacon.
The Queen
in supermarket
has advertised for a sous chef.
Yeah.
I might apply, friend. Me cooking for the Queen.
Yeah. Well, it means you're cooking good enough.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the sound of Uber Burnley fan Dave Burnley. We never got him on.
He was Mr. Burnley, wasn't he?
He was, obviously. But he's called Dave Burnley.
He's changed his name, isn't he? We used to have Gary AFC Sunderland Lamb. We used to speak to Gary on a regular basis.
That's right. That's right. We haven't got him on this week. We've done so much Sunderland.
We have done a lot of Sunderland, yes.
Premier League stars have been checking their phones at half time to see what people make of them.
That's a bad idea.
That way lies madness.
We were talking yesterday about young footballers, and Mike Calvin was telling us that the clubs are getting better and kind of gearing them up for the pressures they'll be under and stuff and the social media. But really, one of the first things they should say is don't check your phone at half time if you're having a bad game.
I know the referees and the assistants, they're not allowed to have their phones with them.
No, they're not. No.
So, you know.
Well, I mean, that's not a good idea.
No. A giant bluefish tuna was caught but can't be eaten because it's a protected species.
Okay, so did they catch and release? There's not much point catching it and then not eating it, is there? That seems a waste. It's not
A waste of sushi, I've written. In a slightly unsympathetic,
you put it back,
non-ecological
way. I don't like the idea of them taking it out, it dying, and then they just lob it in the bin. That seems a mistake.
Yeah, that would be a mistake. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is fascinating,
Andy. Really,
Anything else?
adults spend more time watching TV than exercising. No, really? How much exercising could you do?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even if you watch a 2-hour match, you couldn't exercise for 2 hours, really, if you went from running.
People do, Andy.
Well, you know.
Have you ever heard of the London Marathon?
Yeah,
or indeed any marathon.
Or any marathon.
Other marathons are available.
Whatsoever. Yes.
Is that it?
No, I could keep going for it.
Well, go on, give us a couple more.
Okay, the French government minister called Flibbity. There's a French government. She needs a partner called Gibbet.
Flibbity? Is that her name? Flibbity?
Something Flibbity is her name, yeah.
Something Flibbity?
I could look it up. I would have known at the time.
How are you spelling Flibbity?
Flibbity.
That's a great name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be terrible for commentators if it was a footballer called Flibberdy.
Yeah. Shall I look her up and see what her first name is?
Yeah, later.
All right, later in the break.
Yeah, in your own, do that in your own time, mate. Don't waste our time there. So Ben will do it for you. He's very good at... he's quite quick on the internet. It was in our competition earlier on.
Gazza once caught a scuba diver while fishing.
Is that in his after dinner set?
did he really? Back. Well, he says he did.
Yeah.
You're not having that one,
I think that's in his after dinner set. Okay. And go on, one more for luck.
Shane Warne took over 700 wickets, but the Sunday Mirror chose to concentrate on his relationship with Liz Hurley.
Okay, well, that's just a comment, isn't it? Really? Well, really. So there we are, just some of the stuff that Andy never got round to.
Well,
and let's be honest, we can see why.
Thanks.
Should I give you one of similar things?
Yes, go on.
British Airways, how many Christmas dinners will they serve up over the festive season, Andy? Have a guess.
What? On British their Airways. Planes or to their staff?
I'm on their planes.
Oh.
Yeah.
150,000.
Have another guess.
175,000.
Have another guess.
255,000.
No, you're far too high. You're getting a bit... 66,000.
Oh, OK.
How many Brussels sprouts will be prepped?
What, for British Airways?
Yeah.
Based on that 60... person has about four sprouts.
I like the maths. Yeah.
20 for about 260,000.
Have another guess. One more.
180,000.
No, so you've lost the plot. Your maths was quite sound, really.
Okay, well...
330,000.
So more than four per person.
Anyway, you're listening to TalkSport, believe it or not. There's two massive fights tomorrow night and a huge programme of Premier League games that starts
tonight.
Motti's
coming in.
He is, yeah.
He's not going to talk sprouts.
Oh, well, he might do.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. Martin Kellner is with us in the studio. Don't forget, Clips of the Week coming up later on. And just a bit of housekeeping. I mentioned earlier on that British Airways, Martin, you might like this.
Yeah.
British Airways will be making 330,000 Brussels sprouts they'll be prepping for flights over the festive period. Mm. And John has been in touch and he says, imagine one of those kind of small aircraft. Everybody's had six sprouts on last 9 hours to LA. And Mark Fillmore has just gone, sprouts on a plane? Which would be a great remake.
Is that a movie?
It would be a great remake of Snakes on a Plane. Yeah. Imagine that. Everybody gets very windy after too many, a couple of off sprouts. And it's Samuel L. Jackson with a peg on his nose.
It's a fairly grim Christmas dinner, isn't it? On a plastic tray in your lap. Well, I think it's not great, is it? Really?
They're very handy for throwing at drones.
Yeah, of course. Take it out with a sprout, which is the old catchphrase that I use in the music halls.
Yeah, of course, take it out with a
sprout. Why don't they shoot it down? How many people on social media have said that? Jeff Boycott said it.
Jeff Boycott and the Moose both said, I'm no expert, but why don't they just shoot it down? I'm sure there's people in the army thinking, of course. Thank you, Sir Geoffrey and the Moose. Why didn't we think of that before? All we need is stray bullets flying into the sky. They use birds of prey in Holland, you know, large birds of prey to take them out. Yeah.
I've got a dodgy mic here, I think, again. I've got the...
You got the dodgy mic.
I think it's just...
Like,
it's very like uni. It's very unidirectional. You basically have to work like Liam Gallagher with that particular mic.
It's attacking you.
How about this?
We bought it in Tandy's before they closed down.
Why don't you move across to the other one then?
Yeah. It was part of a kid's karaoke set. Yeah, anyway, so, Martin.
That's brilliant.
There he is. He's feeding back like Jimi Hendrix.
That's fine.
Yeah. Another, if you've been on the Sprout...
Martin's now in another postcode.
Yes, I can hear myself now, though. Hello.
Anyway, Martin. Yeah. Yes. So, where should we start then? What have you been watching on the telly?
Well, let's start with Mourinho, because that obviously was the big TV event of the week as far as sport goes.
Wow, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
True.
And I'm, because my daughter is now working for Sky News, she's sports correspondent for Sky News.
Yeah.
I felt out of family loyalty to watch her coverage of the Mourinho story. Yeah, and she went up to Manchester and she was covering it from there. But I found myself watching more Sky News than can be good for anyone. You really don't want to watch Sky News for more than 14 hours. Yeah. You really feel depressed.
And
at the
his
end
late dad used to watch it all the time.
Really?
Constantly, 24/7 loop.
Honestly. And he wouldn't watch anything else. And we'd go and visit him and we'd sit there. And we would. We'd literally watch it over and over again. I don't know.
It's a fine channel, but, you know, it does obviously you don't want to watch a certain amount of repetition.
There's a lot of repetition there. Yeah. Also, they have the Brexit countdown counter.
Yeah.
You know, so it's got like 100 days, 14 hours, 27 minutes, 14 seconds to us leaving. And it's there on the screen the whole time. It's like the transfer window.
Yeah.
And it's they're counting it down every minute.
It'd be good if Jim does Brexit Day.
A yellow tie.
I'm sure they'll do something like that. But I did watch a lot of the Mourinho coverage. And I thought was interesting. They did a sort of special edition of the debate. You know, the debate, the nightly show they have on Sky Sports. And they did a special edition from Salford City's ground with Gary Neville sitting in the boardroom.
I wondered where they were. I saw that.
Talking to Jeff Shreves, and you could see the Salford ground. And listening to Gary Neville talking about Mourinho and the values of Manchester United and all the other stuff about United, I thought... It was indicative of how Gary Neville changed the game. He changed the whole game of punditry. You know, you look at Shearer now, fine pundit, but if you looked at Shearer pre-Gary Neville, you know, pre-Gary Neville going to Sky, and it was so mealy-mouthed in those days.
He's given them license to be...
He has changed the whole game of punditry. There's no doubt about it. Whoever comes in now feels obliged to say something. I mean, any of them, the most bland of the lot, Jermaine Jenas, say, for instance, they will still feel obliged to say something. And it must make production of those programmes a wee bit easier, you know, whether it's Match of the Day or whatever. I mean, I can remember when I was writing the column for The Guardian, so we'd be going back 5 years or so, 5-6 years maybe more. And, you know, I could write every week about how bland Match of the Day was and how what's the point of the punditry in Match of the Day, etc., etc. And you would get unanimous agreement on the message boards and things. But now it's a far better show. And I think Gary Neville takes a load of the credit for that.
Yeah, it's a very good point, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see him sort of let loose quite as much as he was with, obviously, the Mourinho sacking was the ideal event for Gary Neville to have a say on. And very rarely does he get to talk so passionately as he did then.
Pundits were recruited on the basis of the amount of England caps as opposed to what they actually had to say. But I think that's changed. That's changed as well, hasn't it? I think
it has. Yeah. And so well done, Gary Neville. And it was a great little show. It was just Jeff Shreves sitting in this boardroom and, you know, the window looking out onto Moor Lane where Salford City play and everything. So it was good. Less good, in my view, was Summer of Love.
Okay, I've not seen it yet because we were playing Wednesday night.
Who cares? I mean,
who cares if Paul's seen it?
No, who cares about the Summer of Love?
I know what you mean.
Yes, who cares if you've seen
Harry
it?
Harry Maguire enjoyed it.
Who enjoyed
it brought back lots of memories for England's Harry Maguire.
Well, I think it brought back, you know, a few memories for people. But how? I mean, I've not got the greatest memory in the world, but I could remember what happened last summer.
Andy's giving me a 1,000-yard stare. I'm not sure he can remember what happened last week, really. To him, it was like a new program. It was like, he was there.
I'll tell you one of the problems. Was obviously the punditry, because they had Piers Morgan, Susanna Reid, and Ed Chamberlain. Not for me, you know, a top punditry panel.
Oh, we had Ed on the other day. Oh, we have a mate.
Yeah,
we got Ed.
We can't.
I've nothing against Ed.
No, it's great on the racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't waiting for his analysis of what happened in but the point about it was, they all made the point that...
Who's going to be the person who changes the face of talking head punditry in shows like that? Is going to be Gary Neville going to go in there and shake that particular genre up?
Bring back Terry Christian, I say.
Yeah, he was always very good at that.
Terry Christian was great at whatever I remember Hula Hoops. But, he was whatever the year was.
Yeah. You've done a few of those.
I've done a few of those as well.
We've all taken that 200 quid, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
And then it's repeated 1,000 times.
I've seen you two on it.
And you think, that's the 50th time that's been out. They got their money's worth out of me. Yeah. Anyway, Martin.
Yes, crack on. They all made the point that what Gareth Southgate had done, what was great about this England team is they were good lads. You know, they were lads in their early 20s and they were decent. They were normal. And Gareth Southgate had reconnected with the British public so we could identify with. So there were no monsters, there were no people who'd got into trouble, there was none of that. Which
nobody got turned into a vegetable.
None of that. So I think the problem with it doesn't make very interesting TV.
Yeah.
I don't think it was interesting TV at all. And then at the end of it, you think, well, hang on. Would the Germans celebrate getting to a semi-final and being found out quite, precisely, quite starkly? Because that was it, basically. With Colombia and Sweden, brilliant. We won a penalty shootout. But was it the time for a celebratory programme? I think in 1966, we waited for about 10 years to even acknowledge that
they'd done it. Yeah,
yeah, precisely. You weren't. So I think that with the argument, we over-celebrate.
Henderson's gone through in the darts.
Henderson, we like. We've been Big John Henderson.
I don't know if he's going for a run after to celebrate.
He might do. Yeah, he does on the old bleep test.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
So I watched that sports personality of the year.
Yeah.
Now, sports fans, were you all watching last Sunday? Tragically,
I didn't see it, Martin.
I always watch it. Yeah. The first time ever in my life, I completely forgot it was on. Yeah. I don't know why. I just did.
Well, probably because there was very little sport in it. Yeah. I mean, if you looked at the publicity for it, there was a picture of Paloma Faith.
Yeah.
You know, I'm nothing against Paloma Faith. Fine player. But,
Dad Adams, tremendous, wasn't he?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you want if you don't want money?
Yeah, she's never covered that old man song, has she?
No. Yeah.
Never covered
it. He made a great Christmas record, Adam Faith. I might play that tonight.
Oh, okay. That's good. What, on your talk radio show between 1 and 5?
Just a little bit, just a taste. A Lonely Pup in a Christmas Shop. Do you remember that?
Oh, no, I don't. No, it sounds good.
It's very, very good. Adam Faith, recommended highly. No, the thing about Sports Person of the Year is it seemed to me that the sport was almost like an interruption.
Yeah.
You know, the sport, they showed like 54 seconds of rugby league. Mm. It used to be a sort of review of the year. They'd show, the rugby league year, the rugby union year, the horse racing year.
Yeah, that's true.
Very, very little of that in it.
Since it left the studio and went to the kind of big theatre, it was back in Birmingham. My late friend Dave Hodgson kind of put on the first one up there in Birmingham all those years ago. And it has completely changed.
Well, it's a light entertainment show, really, now.
Yeah.
Not only a light entertainment show, but a show that is mainly there to promote the BBC's values. Now, I'm nothing against the BBC's values, but if you're going to have a show which is just to promote diversity, anti-racism and all the other things that are your values, perfectly fine values, why not just do away with the sport altogether? Because that's a bit of an inconvenience. You know, and male sport, a lot of alpha males, very competitive. You don't want all that.
Yeah.
What you want is just to call it the Nice People Show and have a parade of very nice people who've done lots of nice things. And Gary will do lots of nice interviews, and then we'll have a lot of Claire Balding and Gabby Logan doing their bit as well. And you can cut out, because it was just an embarrassment seeing the 54 seconds of rugby league as the sum up of the rugby league year. So that's my plan for sports personality of the year.
Just get rid of sport.
To be fair to them, the viewing figures were great. They had about 8.3 million. I think it was pretty reasonable. Yeah.
Well, because it's become, as Martin says, it's a kind of entertainment. It's an entertainment show, really.
Take the sport out of sport. That's what.
Well, I think that'd be your year.
That's my motto.
Take it out with a sprout.
Take it out with a sprout.
Take the sport out. We've got some great slogans. They have nothing else, really. We might have room for just a real quickie, Martin.
Just to draw people's attention to the fact the World's Strongest Man is going on Channel 5 at the moment.
James Richardson.
And that's always hilarious, I find. Mm. Some great names there. Hafþór Björnsson's one of the best.
Yeah, yeah.
And then let's not forget Zydrunas Savickas.
Well, let's not.
And I always find that the great thing about the World's Strongest Man is... that, you know, you don't see a lot of Uzbekistani people at the top level in sport.
You don't.
And that gives them the chance. And it's because any, I mean, that's the great thing. It's the democracy of lifting and pulling trucks.
I'd like
to
see them towing Henderson.
Yeah. Leave old Henderson alone. Yes, he's just gone through in the darts.
Tremendous play.
And of course, the darts is on as well.
It is, yeah, yeah.
Which is always brilliant.
It's on TalkSport 2 as well as we speak. It's we're bringing you that exclusively, the darts. It works on the radio. Yeah. It works brilliantly.
Oh, it's brilliant
actually.
On the radio. Do they do a close up when.
So they do, yeah, yeah. They do a cracking job, our team. So we do recommend it to you, but not necessarily now while we're on.
No.
And the clips of the week are coming up. And Martin, you're on overnight.
Overnight. And I've got a podcast out with my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Ruthie, me and my dad, which people like. I mention that because quite a few people come to it via TalkSport.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. They do. And you mentioned, Martha, your daughter is working at Sky now, and she started a fantastic debate online the other day. Unfortunately, it was about your wife's choice of chocolate.
Quality Street.
And yeah. I was with Janet, your wife, on the purple one being number one.
So you were with her.
I wasn't with her. She didn't tell you. No, I agreed with the...
the purple one.
But it caused quite a debate online, wasn't it?
It's an important topic.
It is.
And I'm going out with your daughter, so don't worry about it.
Now, that would worry me. That would really worry me. You know, we'll be in Woody Allen territory there.
Cheers, Martin. Okay. Thanks for all your efforts this year.
No worries.
And have a great Christmas. We'll catch up with you in the new year.
Excellent.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
So there we are.
Yeah.
That was the best of today's show. As promised, we've got an extra little clip for you.
Yes, it was Fisherman's Blues. It was Nigel's guest, Di Gribble.
Di Gribble, yeah.
And as you say to me often, and I'd say to Di, don't tell this one on Piers Morgan.
It was just ridiculous. And all of the pictures, I was wearing the blue hoodie, so that became quite a feature. I was just texting people saying, oh, the blue hoodie's been out again. Oh, what have you had this time?
Yeah.
It's the blue hoodie story. We all remember that one. I read his book. It's brilliant. Get Rich or Die Gribble. It's brilliant. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it, really.
That's it. Well, it is that. That's it. That's it. We can go home now.
Yeah, we can.
We're back on Christmas Eve with all the listeners in the studio and some classic clips and a lot more besides. So you can make that between 1 and 4. Then Christmas Day, just to remind you, we will be bringing you the best of the year, best of the clips, and some of our favourite interviews from 2018. Again, between 1 and 4. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you for the old Christmas Eve party with the listeners on Monday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.